Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for the power, the wonder-working power of love, faith, love that we have in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Father. Bless this word to us, bless this day to us, Lord, as we partake of the resurrection power in Jesus' name. Amen. Greetings, precious family. It's just one verse. Ephesians 1 verse 20, and we're reading from the CEB.
God's power was at work in Christ when God raised him from the dead and sat him at God's right side in the heaven.
Hallelujah. So the resurrection power of God towards us who believe is according to that same power that came into the lowest hell, From the guttermost, it moved and raised Jesus up into the highest place. And us now as co-heirs together with Jesus, that same power is now available to each and everyone. And it's found in the Holy Spirit. Acts 1:8, you will receive power, ability, the faith, love that is necessary to be my witnesses. Witnesses to give evidence of the goodness of God. It's in your hometown, or let's start in your home, in South Africa, Africa and the world. And that's just relating the scripture to us. We always need to do that, eh? Make it something that you can take hold of. So, and the beauty of this understanding is, why was Jesus down there in the first place? In hell, in Abram's bosom, in hell, in the lowest parts of the earth. It was for us. So the very sign that we've been set free is that God raised him up. The power of the Holy Spirit came upon him, and the Father raised him up to now be King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So it's just so wonderful, guys, to know, you know, God went to that. That was the extreme God went to pay for our sins with his son dying. But then to free us, it was by the glory of the Father, the glory of the Holy Spirit raising him up into the highest place. And that same glory, that same power is now at work in each and every one of us so that we can run the course that is set out for our life. Be everything God destined us to be and have everything God destined us to have. And what brought about that Jesus went all the way for us? It was his obedience. He stayed in step and in staying by step, he in tune with the Father, with the what the Father was saying to him. He believed in his heart, he spoke with his mouth, and the power of God backed him up. So that's the same way we stay in tune, in the resurrection power, in the favor of God. It's just staying in tune, just like Jesus. He had power because of obedience and staying in tune. And so also we experience the power of God as we flow together with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, in fellowship with the Father and Son. That's where our joy comes from. And then God is the one that releases his favor upon us in whatever way necessary, confirming the word with signs and wonders. So no, guys, the power of the Holy Spirit is nothing too great. If God could raise his son from hell itself, no hell can keep us. No devil can hold us. No fear can just keep us in that place of fear. We've got to switch on the lights and see, hey, God is there to give us resurrection power. And then switch on the lights, have faith in the goodness of God, and God will lift us up. He'll take us out of that hole and into the reality of the goodness of heaven that is our portion. That is our boundary lines. Now, our boundary lines have fallen in good places. Amen. Be blessed because you are blessed. and you're a child of the Most High God, in the family, in favor, in the power, and the power is protecting you, watching over you, and also bringing you into the fullness of the love plan the Father has for you. Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for giving us the desire and the power to do your will in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.